From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 14, 2015. The warmer fall weather has greatly helped Texas cotton in the rolling plains and high plains areas catch up on maturity. Tuesday, I talked to Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension State Cotton Specialist, College Station.
Well, I was up in the rolling plains at several field days last week, Robert, and, a lot of the dry land cotton, and then we saw some irrigated cotton too, talking about defoliation and new technology that's coming out in 2016. But overall, driving around in those various fields and regions from Haskell and Knox County up to the Paducah area and then up around Matador, I mean, the cotton overall there, dry land cotton's, I think, going to be definitely an above average crop. I saw quite a bit that I thought dry land that would go, you know, a bale. Some of the irrigated looked, quite good also. So things are looking fairly good. Again, that's that northern rolling plains. As you move down to that southern rolling plains around San Angelo, most of their dry land cotton, as I understand it, is kind of burned up. So as you get further south, their yield potential drops pretty substantially. But considering the type of year we had, you know, with late planting, there was a lot of concern about this cotton being able to finish out. But as we had this open fall, 90-plus degree temperatures, you know, even this week, then guys were able to finish it out and hopefully they can get it out of the field before the El Nino sets in. You know, the Lubbock area, so the southern high plains, so that Lubbock area, I think much of their dry land cotton is going to be, you know, fairly decent also. It's when you get down to the southern rolling plains around San Angelo is where things, you know, didn't do so well.
Okay. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.